This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Citizen scientists are being encouraged to extend the capacity for field research, but some full-time scientists are worried that they may bog up copyrights and patents unless someone gives up their rights. An uncompensated volunteer would have ownership claims. A Spanish doctor named Oriol Mitjà has renewed efforts to eradicate the open sore disease called yaws that is common in hot, humid areas. A simple oral inoculant could do the trick if adopted in enough countries. A new analysis of 4 decades of births shows that first-time mothers are older in big cities and on the coast, and younger in rural areas and the Great Plains in the South. Women with college degrees have children an average of 7 years later than those without, and often use the years in between to finish school and build their careers and incomes. Arkema North America, as chief executive and the manager of its plant in Crosby, Texas, were indicted in Harris County for chemical releases in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, which risked serious harm to residents and emergency responders. Prosecutors maintain the release was preventable. More than 400 lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender candidates are running for office in November as the Trump administration and state-level politicians have moved to roll back legal protections. The rate of those 65 and older filing for bankruptcy is 3 times what it was in 1991, and new study finds as more enter their later years in a precarious position. Melania Trump recognized LeBron James's CNN interview and his generosity for what it was and praised the player in a statement. She spoke of her desire to visit his I Promise school, all in spite of her husband, President Trump, once again picking a needless fight with a black athlete and in a racist way insulting their intelligence. Generation Z, or Gen Z, rarely reads books or emails, breathes through social media, feels isolated and stressed, but is crazy driven and wants to solve the world's problems, not just volunteer, and is now on campus. Born between 1995 to 2012, it's members of the most ethnically diverse generation in history. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.